This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday suggested Democrats have made a deal with Republicans on support for Ukraine after the U.S. Congress left aid for Kyiv out of a stopgap government spending bill that averted a shutdown.
I can reassure them, look at me, we're going to get it done. I can't believe those who voted for supporting Ukraine, overwhelming majority in the House and Senate, Democrat and Republican, will, for pure political reasons, let more people die needlessly in Ukraine.
Biden also lambasted Republicans for holding up government spending talks and said he was sick and tired of the brinkmanship after a partial shutdown of the federal government was nearly averted. A suicide bomber detonated a device in Turkey's capital on Sunday, hours before the president's speech to lawmakers, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Just hours before the reopening of Turkey's parliament after a summer recess, a suicide bomber detonates an explosive device outside the interior ministry, with a second assailant being killed nearby in a police shootout. Addressing lawmakers soon after, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan speaks of the attackers failing to achieve their goals.
Vatandaşın huzuruna ve güvenliğine kasteden alçaklar emellerine ulaşamamıştır.
Reports say two police officers are injured after the attack. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The U.S. State Department said on Sunday it's gravely concerned Guatemala's public ministry is trying to undermine the transfer of power to President-elect Bernardo Arvelo, who recorded a landslide victory in August. The ministry, which functions similar to the Attorney General in other countries, raided the Supreme Electoral Tribunal on Friday for at least 20 hours to seize boxes holding